What's up, WCNN? We're here with Problem. How you doing, man?
What's going on, Real WCNN? Yeah. What's up?
Not much. All right. So for our readers that don't know much about you, why don't you go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself?
Oh, well, man, if you don't know about me, you must be hiding under a rock, man. This is Problem, man. Compton Spinus. I'm out here killing everything in sight, man. Lyrically, physically, mentally, it's nothing right here. It's nothing out here fucking with me. Plain and simple, but that's what it is.
Okay, so you got a lot of momentum going right now. We like that Deal or No Deal mixtape you dropped on our side last year. So how the response has been on that one? Were you happy with it, the way it turned out and everything?
Oh, man, shit. I'm still getting called about the Deal or No Deal, man. I did that strictly for the East Coast because, you know, they think niggas can't really get down out here with the rapping wise. That's why I really didn't have no features on it. I wanted to do a DR me. And, shit, I proved my point, man. I got a lot of love from XXL from it, you know. Source, a lot of folks, man, in the East Coast fuck with it. In the West, you know, the West is home, baby. They always fuck with the problem, so, you know.
Nice. Yeah, so you've been collaborating with a bunch of, like, new artists coming up, and also you got, like, Corrupt, Terrace Martin, a bunch of other West Coast artists. So what would you say the key to succeeding and breaking out the rap game has been for you?
The key to me, man, is honestly good relationships and just staying humble but being confident at the same time and always grinding, man. You can't sit around and wait for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Terrence Martin, he told me that, man. He's the key to that. He went from sleeping on Snoop's couch, man, now being part of the Nigarachi, man, having his own label deal. You know what I'm saying? It's just the grind, man, and that's all it's about. And, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't outwork me. That's why I win.
That's awesome. All right, so tell us a little bit about your relationship with Terrace Martin. We see you guys collaborating all the time.
That's my guy, man. But it is, man, I met Terrace like 4 or 5 years ago, and he met me as the producer, and he wasn't really fucking with my rap shit, you know what I'm saying? And I respect him for that, for keeping it 100, like, well, you know what I'm saying, you ain't really that tight. But that just made me get my thing right, and we stayed in touch, not on music shit, but just as some friendship. We chopped it up, and then, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't deny it. Niggas started coming up with it. You know what I'm saying? My spit got strong. I started slaying niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just linked up. We linked up actually when he got his deal. I was gonna help him with some songs on his joint. You know what I'm saying? For his own. And I helped him with the song that they got on the Big Squeeze.
You know what I'm saying?
Be Thankful song. That catapulted me to meet Corrupt. And then doing the All Night song, the one that's on y'all side right now. What's up, Corrupt? What's up, bro? And then that shot me to doing shit with Big Homie Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Hopping on their Rocky tracks. And you know what I'm saying? It just, honestly, man, he's a big reason on why I've got a little industry buzz right now.
Nice. All right, so you got the group album with Corrupt, Terrace Martin, and yourself. So the name of the group is All Night. Is that it?
Nah, that's just the first track we dropped. That's
my bad.
First track, the All Night joint. Real 80s sound, fun records, man. We ain't got to be mad all the time. We ain't got to be talking about killing anybody all the time. We really had fun on that record, and that record was really just us having fun in the studio. Drunk, high, fuck it, let's fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually heard that track yesterday. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how did you guys decide to come together and form this group?
Corrupt's a wild cat, man, and it kind of was like his idea. Like, man, we got good chemistry when we're in the studio. We have a lot of fun, man, and listening to a fun album. And, like, you know, Terrence got his situation, I got mine, and we all know Corrupt as is, but it was a good way for us to do another type of music. Something fun. It's going to be songs on there where Terrence gets to do his thing, where I get to do my thing, he do his thing. But a collaborative type thing, we written pretty much on some fun shit, you know what I mean?
So it's all gonna be like funky, up-tempo type of summertime shit?
Most of it, but it's still gonna be the one where, you know, you get to hear that, the greatest West Coast MC of all time go hard. Get to hear him go hard, I'm talking about hard.
Nice.
Like where if you question it Corrupt, then you're a goddamn fool. And then you get to hear me do my thing, you already know how I get down. So you know what I'm saying? It's a good collaboration with a vet, and a new dude. You know what I'm saying? We're pretty much bridging the gaps.
Yeah.
Parents with some fly ass tracks. I mean, it's undeniable. We gonna win.
You got it like all covered. Seriously.
Pretty much, man.
So it sounds like you guys have recorded a lot for this album. How many songs deep are you into the album?
Yeah, man, we about 15 songs strong right now. We gonna take the best 11 and fly, man.
Nice. So, do you know when it's going to come out? Do you have any plans for releasing it anytime soon?
Once we sit down, I feel like we're going to get to like 20 to 30 songs, stop, pick the two, take it to Snoop, see what he thinks. Take it to whoever, see what they, you know what I mean? It's just, yeah. We're just pretty much flying right now, but it is going to come out. There's no other Friday where we just started it just to fuck with people now. This is really going to hit the street.
Cool. So, do you guys have a name for the group?
And that's the hardest part. We ain't got no damn name. We think we can retain the set of our life. But you know what I mean? Honestly, we don't need one. Because, you know, Chance has his own name. I have my own name. Corrupt has his. And we just call it the album Chance Parliament Corrupt. It don't matter. You don't know what it is. You go ahead and say it. You know what I mean?
It's a good idea. All right. So, are you thinking about taking it on Doggy Style Records or just shopping it around? See what's going on with that?
Man, shit. Man, shit. Dollhouse would be the perfect place to take it, man. Why not have the biggest artist on the West Coast have his hands on this?
Yeah.
We will hope so, but you know, we're going to see how it all plays out, you know what I mean?
Cool. All right, so like, you guys formed this group, and then the Western Union is doing their thing, and the Warzone, like, all these super groups are forming. So why do you think everyone's forming groups like this? Like, what's your idea behind forming groups like this?
I think it's a good look to, if they don't want one thing, they want another thing. You know what I mean? I'm talking about as far as the people. And then it's also a way to like shed light on a motherfucker that you had never seen before. Like with this group, Dennis has been doing things in the industry for years. Corrupt, you know who he is. For me, I'm relatively new. So it's a good look for me.
Yeah.
In the same fact, with the new fans I have that probably was like skeptical on Corrupt, they listening to me, they're going to listen to him. And they were like, oh, shit, that's New York, Corrupt, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
It's kind of like that, you know what I'm saying? Even with all the groups, with the Warzone, with the Shout Out to the Warzone, Shout Out to the West, and you know what I mean? It's pretty much like that with all the groups. It's diverse. It's diversity, but it's three different people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it was great to see you guys come together when I was in the studio the other day with you and the Western Union. Everyone's just coming together.
I don't think they're ready for that track, man. I don't think the street, the world is ready for that, man. That West Coast roll call, man. Shout out to Superfly, man. Love Demani for inviting me on that track, man. It's serious.
That track is crazy.
That rock, that melee. It's crazy, man.
It's great. All right, so let's talk about your solo stuff now. You're getting radio spins on this track, My Life, with Chris Ivory. So let's tell us about this track.
Shout out to the business, man. That dog on the J-Man. Dog on my DA, man. Yeah, man, it's crazy. It's getting a lot of love. A lot of love in Power 106. Shout out to Spice, Deluxe, Felly, Miguel, motherfucker, Reflect, everybody out there, man, that's supporting the record. Good friend of K-Day, what's up, Julio G? Yo, they giving it run. And I just came from K-Don. I was up north. I was just fucking with Mr. Five up north in the bank. He about to throw it on his show. And K-Don's supposed to be running it. So, you know, it's spreading right now. Spreading like wildfire.
Good. Sounds great. So, you got a new mixtape coming out, too. You want to talk about that a little bit?
That's right, man. It's called The Streets of Mine. Right now, I'm up in the air. Who's gonna host it? I know Dow Jones will be involved, but what we're trying to do is take a DJ from the East and a DJ from the West and have them all and with Dow Jones and have them all three put this
out. Oh, nice. You're just gonna go nationwide with this one, huh?
Oh, it's gonna be crazy, man. So we shooting for Big Mike and Ski, and we get them hosted. It's gonna be, I'm gonna have all my friends on there. It's gonna be, because my last one was pretty much done up. I'm gonna bring all the super friends out that I got. All the niggas that's buzzing is gonna be on this tape. All the G's from the West, and from the Bay to LA to Dago. Everybody's gonna be on this tape in some way, shape, or form.
Nice. Are you almost done recording it, or is it ready to go pretty much?
I mean, shit, I got so much shit in the vault, man. It ain't really like a thing of recording it. It's like pulling out shit and having them jump on it, but I know me, man. I might get the buzz, be around the homies, you're like, fuck, let's just go fresh.
Nice. Who do you think is going to be on it, for sure, at least? I know you got, like, a group of people lined up.
I know for sure. I'm going to start from down. I'm going to go from down, Cali, on up. I know Mitchie's going to be on it for sure.
Nice.
I know everybody from my label, during the time in Nero, K-Active, Sequel. K-Active from Put It In My Pocket Entertainment, but that's my dog. That is gonna be on it. Brian Luce gonna be on it. Killer Croc's gonna be on it. Glasses and Cherry Rock. Bad Luck. You know what I mean? Maestro. All everybody from home gonna be on it. Fab gonna be on it. Mr. Fab. I'm trying to get some more folks from the Bay on it. Sean T, he got some joints on there. It's gonna be crazy. It's sort of like that. It's gonna be crazy.
Definitely looking forward to it.
You already know Corrupt gonna be on it. Sean's gonna be on it.
So are you doing a mixtape with other people's beats, or are you gonna do mostly original production on this one?
We're gonna make sure that, man. We're gonna make some original, some exclusive joints on there. And there's gonna be a lot of mixtape joints because I wanna change the way LA is doing things, man. I just came back from the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I just love their movement, man. And if I can like input some of their shit into our shit, I don't even damn know, because we're out California. We need to get it right, you know what I'm saying? They grind is crazy up there.
Yeah.
I'm about to implement that. So all the original music, I'm finna put out, man. I'm gonna go to these independent distributors and put it out. Put it on the streets, put it on all these mom and pop stores, Blockbuster, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much saying the original shit, but it's gonna be some on there.
Sounds good, man. You're producing too. You're a producer, so are you gonna put your own beats on there as well?
I'm gonna dabble with Taz, man, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give a little bit. I really don't be liking it. I don't like people to know that I produce, because I don't want to get looked at the producer rapper or the rapper producer.
Okay.
I feel like, oh, he's dope because he's a poor producer. Nah, I want to be dope because I'm dope. You know what I'm saying? But the producer shit, I was doing that first.
Okay, so after the mixtape, what's your plan for a solo album gonna be? Do you have anything lined up?
Right now, we're in that zone. We're trying to set up something. Trying to drop like a regional project through FMC Universal. I do have majors looking at me right now, but right now I'm not really hurting for money.
Mm-hmm.
Or nothing like that. And I'm not just gonna take anything because I know my worth. And I know my work ethic. I just sold more than 15,000 mixtapes in LA alone.
It's amazing.
I'm not just gonna take anything. You know what I mean? And I know my worth, and I know what I can bring to a label. So if the numbers ain't right, I'm not gonna go nowhere. I'm gonna do it myself. Do it like my niggas in the Bay do. You know what I mean?
Definitely. That's a good way to approach it. So you got your own label, Deranged Entertainment too. What are you guys doing with that?
That's how we've been before all the names and before the buzz and everything. It was Deranged Entertainment setting the pace, man. That's hand to hand out the streets. Shout out to Ed Zone, Sequel, Nero, Marlee, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's what it is. That's what it was. That's what it is. So, you know, that's always going to be a mainstay. On anything you speak with me, you're going to be Deranged Entertainment.
Nice. Do you guys have a bunch of artists signed to that label? Like, are we going to see anyone come out soon?
Yeah, we got Sable, he's a monster, man. He's a monster. Got my boy Nero, I got an R&B singer named Marley. Crazy. I got my boy Killer Mills. He's, like I say, man, I got a little squint eye sitting back just waiting for a nigga to really just kick the door open. Once I kick it open, man, everybody better move. We finna rap back the whole place. We're gonna just run in there and just take everything.
It's obvious that the whole New West is about to blow up real soon. So, what role do you see yourself playing in it? Do you think you're going to be at the forefront of it? Or like, what type of role do you see yourself in for that?
I feel like, man, if I'm the motherfucking leader. I've got to be one of the top three New West artists, hands down. If I'm not the top, I'm top three. Period. Because I done been in the grind from when that shit was nothing to now it's something. I got a track. I don't know if y'all had it. I put out the New West Order, man. I put together this track when I didn't hardly know anybody. It was, let me tell you, everybody that was on it. It was crazy. This was when nobody really had a buzz, except for probably maybe Glasses.
Mm-hmm.
It's me, Glasses, Hooter John, Little Bam, Young Hootie, Tri-State, Maestro, Bad Luck, the Frontliners, you know, Tajay, Rocket, Melee, shit, it was anybody who was rapping, Young Claire, I had them all on there. The shit was 18 minutes long, the beat was changing up, they wanted to take with this track, it was crazy. crazy. I listened to that song, like, not too long ago, and I was just like, damn, this shit is crazy because all these motherfuckers on here, they basically got their line now. It's blown, like, they're getting it, it's getting cracking for them.
When did you put that one together?
Man, that shit was, New Year's, I dropped in New Year's last year.
So New Year's, like, 2006?
Yep, New Year's last year, I dropped it.
Damn, a whole lot of shit's changed since then, man. That's crazy.
You know, I feel like, man, if I ain't the top one in everybody, you know, I'm top three in everybody that's in the New West Eye. As far as artists, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
It gotta go like that.
That's awesome, man. All right, so what would you want to say to some more upcoming artists, up-and-coming artists?
Don't think that the internet is your only way of making moves. You have to grind. It does not cost money to get on a plane and leave. The same amount of money it costs a nigga to get fresh with $300 jeans, the $150 shirts, the product shoes, the 550, the Gucci loafers and all that shit. Is the same amount of money you can spend to get your ass and go to New York and go out there and see how they doing it. Go out there and network with them. Go to Atlanta. Go to the Bay. Go to the South. Go do something. Don't stay here and think that because you're relevant here, you're somebody. Because honestly, you're going to get a culture shock when you hop your ass off that plane and nobody knows who you are. You need to get your buzz up everywhere. Grind. Get up out of here. Go see something. I guarantee your rhymes will elevate. Everything will elevate if you go see some shit. Don't stay at home. Go out here. If you really try to do this, though, not if you just want to rap for the hoes at the bitch, you like when you're on the phone and the hoes call you and you say, I'm at the studio. You do it just for that, when you stay home. But if you really gonna quit your job, you got kids, and you trying to motherfucking be something with this shit, you gotta come home. You gotta get up out of here.
We're about to wrap it up here, unless you got anything else. What else do you want to say to the fans on WCNN?
Man, WCNN, if you don't know about me, believe me. Real fast, man. And I want to show love to everybody that supports the whole West movement, New West, Get West, whatever you want to call it, from the Bay to L.A. to Dago, Seattle, everything over this way, man. Well, I'm supporting that, man. I'm riding with you. Shouts out to all the artists that I named during this. Shouts out to the ones I did name, man. It's no beef. It's no... Nobody's mad no more. Everybody's right now. Everybody's trying to get this money and everybody's trying to get it right. And that's the way it should be.